This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Senate Republicans block debate on an elections bill. And how about this? Coming out of Houston, 153 people resigned or were fired from a Texas hospital system after refusing to get vaccinated. What an hour we have for you. Interesting thoughts from all of the listeners who have thrown in their two cents in the mailbag on a plethora of things. And some good news about coffee, if you're a coffee drinker, which I am. I'm a coffee drinker. And, you know, it's like there's lists and lists of why something isn't good for you and why it is good for you. But I think you're going to like this one. The big reveal, if you don't know what I'm talking about, coming up in a couple of segments. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be the skipper of this ship. Welcome aboard if it's your first time or if you've been here again and again and again. And you don't have to wear a mask. there's no mask in the virtual world. We don't have to have a tug of war over any of that. How about the Suns? Because we have lots of people listening to us in the great state of Arizona. I'm hearing you. The Suns beat the Clippers 104 to 103. We also have listeners in Los Angeles. It was an incredible last 5 minutes of the game. I mean, actually, the whole game was pretty good. I saw it from the third quarter on, because as you can imagine, the content junkie I am, I'm looking at all kinds of things, and I just got just pulled in to what was happening with the Suns and the Clippers in this game, and it was thrilling to watch that. I mean, a last second, you know, 5 second barely, alley-oop. Final second, really. That's what it was. And that I don't know that I've seen that. I've seen all kinds of things in hoop, but I haven't seen that in a playoff game with this kind of importance, because the Suns bounce away with a 2-0 lead. So congratulations to the Phoenix Suns for that win. I mentioned what happened on the Hill. It seems like lately we're leading this show with the round and round with the Republicans and the Democrats. And that's not a surprise, right? We know this heading in. This show is the same show that we've seen over and over again. But what the issues are, that's what changes. So Senate Republicans blocked the Democrats' huge overhaul of election laws from advancing to the chamber floors. And that's a major blow to one of the campaign promises of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. And it just shows you the limitations of power in a chamber evenly split between the two political parties. This is exactly what happens. And there is no going back on this one. I don't think this happens. I mean, look, the bill failed to advance 50-50 party line, short of the 60 needed to overcome the filibuster. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, made a last-minute decision to side with his party, proving and providing, I guess, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer with what he wanted after negotiating with him for weeks and weeks and weeks on end. But this really goes to now what this filibuster rule means and what it means moving forward. So it's putting the spotlight on it. The Republicans' moved against voting rights legislation will be used by Democratic leaders, I'm sure, in the future to make a case for changing, getting rid, or changing the filibuster, which allows a minority of just 41 senators to stop most legislation. Now, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said the bill is largely a package, and this was the problem of longstanding ideas of Democrats designed to reshape election law to their own advantage, and is hardly a case for changing the chamber's filibuster rules. specifically, McConnell said, it's always been a plan to rewrite the ground rules of American politics, but the substance is the same. So the Senate bill known as For the People S1 would have set national standards for election laws. So play along with me for a second. It includes a no-excuse-needed mail-in voting and automatic voter registration, required new campaign finance disclosures, imposed new ethics provisions for all three branches of the federal government. The House passed something kind of similar. They passed a version of the bill in March. So there you go. This would have meant major changes to states that are looking at election laws or who have tweaked election laws, like Florida, for example. So it's a no-go at this point. It's a no-go, and I don't see more support suddenly gathering steam for that, meaning that the feds set what's going on with the states. And for all of you who are states' rights peeps, you, of course, are not going to like that, right? And then you get into the politics of telling different precincts what to do and you know, so on and so forth. This issue is now, like, I think the fourth burning issue in the country. I think you got to slap it up there. Elections, what we do with elections, the accusations about cheating, stacking the deck, gerrymandering, I mean, you name it. And coming up, we're going to do a series in the next month or two and dive a little bit deeper in a couple of areas where you're listening to us about what you think. This show is about what's happening in your backyard and mine and how it affects all of us. And, of course, voting affects all of us. That's why, to me, it's infuriating that more people don't vote, because I think, especially locally, if you had more people who voted, then when you're upset by some of the people that get in, if you pushed for them, if you got people to vote, things might have turned out a little differently. And I think the people get disenfranchised when they hear things like what I'm saying about voting rights bills and what's happening in other states and, you know, all of that. All right, how about Connecticut bringing new meaning to, can I buy some pot from you? Connecticut is in the game. They became the 19th state to legalize recreational use of marijuana when Governor Ned Lamont signed a bill that's been highly anticipated into law. He said, we had a chance to learn from others, and I think we've got it right here in the state of Connecticut. We weren't the first, but I think to show that we can get it right, we got it right. People 21 and older are allowed to possess and consume marijuana beginning on July 1st under the new law, which also lays the groundwork for new cannabis industry in that state and addresses some of what's going on many pro-marijuana people feel on the nation's war on drugs. I mean, you're probably not surprised with some of the other states that have jumped on this. New Jersey, New York, Virginia, New Mexico. That's pretty big, though. 18 states. What will be the last state to approve marijuana use? Recreational use. Any thoughts on that? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. In the mailbag, two people had some thoughts on that. I think Texas would be one of the last states to adopt recreational use. You might disagree. You can also jam on the digits, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunnybay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunnybay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunnybay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunnybay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunnybay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. Or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. Of you, I'll say three or four of you, that had some thoughts on legalization of marijuana and what was happening with it and was it the right thing. And, you know, for example, I got this one from Hal, who says, Kate, I'm not sure I'm completely on board the legalization of marijuana. At first blush, I am. I know a few years ago you had some police officers on, I think, that were talking about how these small amounts of pot and criminalizing it and the arrests and the time and what goes into it makes not a lot of sense when you talk about resources with a police department. And then I've also heard on your show and others that marijuana is a gateway drug. You talked to some counselors about that. So I guess you can find backup for either side of this argument. What do you think? Yeah, you know, you nailed it. I mean, we've had treatment center people, not all, but we've had treatment center people come on and talk about what it means when somebody smokes a lot of pot. And that is it, you know, a gateway drug, that's the what you call it, for something else, cocaine, meth, whatever. So the legalization of weed, will it be the destruction of people and make it worse for crime and all the things that then happen when someone becomes a meth head and all of that? You know, here's the thing. You've got 18
You got 18 states that have done it. What is the benefit? What is the benefit? It definitely saves the state and local governments billions of dollars overall, because you reduce crime and it leads to safer neighborhoods, unless you think that automatically someone's going to hit the skids and rock something harder and then go down that horrible path. But the problem is with that is, yes, there are going to be people, there's economic benefits of it, right? But there are going to be people that do use it and then get turned on to other things and, you know, et cetera. But I don't know, what does it, the economic benefits of it, if you look at it from that point of view, right? And there's so much attention on this now. There has been always conversation, but now there's more and more attention. Legalizing the cannabis industry, in a way. So if you look at Colorado, you look at Washington, and making that consumption available, what does it mean when that happens? It definitely creates a big industry of legal cannabis companies, even those that are doing research and development. So you got people working to distribute and grow marijuana, and there is the benefit of the tax. I mean, it's a big push for state economies who are stuck, especially after the pandemic, and big bucks for both the state and federal governments, like I already said. But as much as you can find that one side, you can find the other side, which mostly will argue what happens to the individual. And does that really increase crime? It's the opposite thought. And then how strong marijuana is now compared to what it used to be, and what happens that pulls people in. All right, so we got one more on that. And this one is from Joseph, and he's listening to us in Connecticut, and he actually weighed in on Connecticut. And he says, wow, finally a move I can agree with. I'm not always on the same page as our governor, if you know what I mean. But legalizing marijuana is smart. It's money that'll come in the door. It's people who recreationally use it, and they can only use small amounts of it anyway. It's people who need marijuana for something else, being able to get it and not having to go through 10 different doors and finding the right one to open that leads them down the path of being able to get what they need. You think of people who, for example, I had a friend who, Kate, went through terrible cancer, and the marijuana helped because it her frayed jittery nerves shifted, and it actually, I think, had something to do with her mindset and saving her life. I can't prove that, but I absolutely believe it. And then we got one other one who says, forget about it. And this one is from Keith, and he says, wow, never would I think that pot would be legalized in the States. And the reason I say that, Kate, is because I had a nephew who started off as a pothead, and we would joke about it, and his mother did everything she could to stop him from smoking so much pot, but oh, what harm could it be? And what it did do was lead to much stronger drugs. Eventually, he wound up hooked on all kinds of pharmacy stuff and meth, and he is no longer on the earth, and I believe that it all started with the pot. Yeah, sorry about that. It's sad. I mean, I'm close to my nephew. I can only imagine. And seemed innocuous, got pulled into something. Who knows the circles? You didn't talk about that, but who knows who he's running around with or what the other circumstances were. But I feel your grief for sure. And there are people that I have in my archives that talked about really believing, don't believe that there's nothing to the power of what some of the marijuana does to people and what it can lead to. All right, this one is from Hartley. I love that name. Hartley says, girl, I hear you in Palm Springs, 9:20 a.m. I heard you say something the other day that made me think you have absolutely been here and you understand Palm Springs and how unique we are compared to other parts of California. And let me tell you, things in Palm Springs are opening up pretty good. You think of the hospitality industry and how big it is, and definitely in Palm Springs it is. I know that you've been to the zoo and the gardens. I know you've been to the tramway and spent some time downtown and golfing, so you understand what Palm Springs has to offer. So it's good news for us that more people are coming back to the Coachella Valley, although Palm Springs did make some news in our Desert Sun because one person died in a shooting and another was arrested for that shooting. And these were people that were pretty young, and you know, now they're investigating and haven't released the name of the victim yet at this point. Yeah, the Palm Springs is, you know what, Palm Springs to me is a lot of fun. It is. It's a lot of fun because of, you know, people think, oh, golf, it's so expensive. But you can get like almost 2-for deals on some of these amazing golf courses if you have the right time of the year. And they've got great restaurants and great weather. And people think, oh, you cook, it's terrible. You know, it's too hot. But there's times of the year when it's just right. It's perfect. And speaking of Palm Springs, I'm just going to throw this in because I was talking about her. Mackenzie Scott donated some big bucks. College of the Desert got $18 million from Mackenzie Scott this week. It's the largest one-time grant in the college's 60-plus year history. You know, impromptu donations. She's known for it. She's all about higher education. She says it's the pathway to opportunity. So she said she looked for 2- and 4-year institutions that were educating students who come from communities that have been chronically underserved. So she decided no strings attached. This was going to be her gift. And boom, can you imagine taking that phone call? Yeah, I want to know more about some of the students. I look at some of these statistics, and it looks like I will be writing you a very large check. So that's exactly what she did. They've been researching, her and her husband, her new husband, they've been researching where they can push this money in the right direction. So there were some big universities, too, the University of Central Florida, the University of Texas at San Antonio. They got some money, $40 million apiece. Woohoo! That's a great phone call. That's when you're like the president of the university or the administrator in the office that gets the call where you're like, yeah, you're not going to believe the call that I just got. You're going to be really surprised, perhaps, by this. Stay with us.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House acknowledged that its goal of having 70% of American adults receive at least one dose of COVID vaccine by July 4th will not be met. Jeff Zients, the White House's COVID response coordinator, said Tuesday that about 150 million American adults are currently vaccinated, short of the administration's goal of 160 million. Zients added that the administration will now focus on getting younger Americans immunized, pushing particularly for 18 to 26-year-olds to get their shots. And a sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. The bill would have been the largest overhaul of the electoral system in decades, a measure Democrats say is needed as states have been passing their own election reform bills in the wake of last November's election. This is USA Radio News. Health officials are emphasizing the importance of getting vaccinated against COVID as the Delta variant of the virus is now being detected in 20% of tests being sequenced. The strain first identified in India spreads more rapidly than the original virus and is becoming the dominant strain worldwide. Top White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says that areas with low vaccination rates could see local surges of infections because of the new variant.
There will be local type of regional spikes and outbreaks. I don't foresee what we refer to as a surge as we have known it, namely the three major surges that we've experienced over the past year and a half. I don't think even under those circumstances that you're going to see things like 1,000 deaths a day. I think that is a bit much. But there is a danger, a real danger, that if there is a persistence of a recalcitrance to getting vaccinated, that you could see localized surges.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, cause they've got to sell their quota, and the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.
Ah, zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. Sounds good to me. Are you a coffee drinker? I'm a coffee drinker. Ever since my Aunt Pat gave me my first cup when I was 12, she said, don't tell your mother. I know you're going to be like, I should make a coffee drinker. She gave it to me black. I pretended I liked it when I was, like, blown away by how strong it tasted. But I did end up becoming a coffee drinker, and I like coffee. I'm not drinking a pot of coffee a day, but I'm drinking two cups probably 2 cups. However, maybe I need to drink up and drink more. Maybe you do too. If you drink 3 or 4 cups of caffeinated or decaffeinated coffee a day, they say it reduces your risk of developing and dying, by the way, from chronic liver disease. There was a study that was just released the other day. You might have seen it, you might not have, but that's why I'm here. That's why I'm going to tell you about it. So coffee drinkers were 21% less likely to develop chronic liver disease, 20% less likely to develop chronic or fatty liver disease. Boy, that can be a killer. 49% less likely to die from chronic liver disease. I think we get it, right? This was published Monday in the journal BMC Public Health, the journal that comes out, I think, I don't know if it's quarterly or what it is, but look, it's the benefits are, they say, it's there when it comes to the liver. And it's especially valuable in countries with lower incomes and worse access to health care, is what the doctor who conducted the study said, Dr. Oliver Kennedy, who is on the medical staff of the University of Southampton in the UK. So, okay, there you go. Live, you know, because you think of liver disease, drinking alcohol, obesity, diabetes, smoking, hepatitis B, C and C infections. I say it's good. Let's drink more coffee. So while we're hearing that there's so many things that give you XYZ from cancer to other diseases, oh, eat this, don't eat that, do this, take vitamins, don't take vitamins. I mean, it's confusing sometimes. The fact that coffee now also, because we've heard this before, it's supposedly been shown to lower the risk of type 2 diabetes. Here's a good one. This is a sad disease, Parkinson's disease, prostate cancer, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, melanoma, and other skin cancers, and reduces levels of coronary artery calcium. This is another study that came out where they talked about that. Ground coffee has higher levels of two antioxidants found in coffee beans that have been shown in studies to have anti-inflammatory properties. I'm no doctor, but if you're going to feed me something I want to hear, I'm going to like it. Right? It's a fact. It's a fact to, according to these studies, that the consumption of it, I mean, you know, like anything, if you're drinking an outrageous amount and you're jittery, well, then that wouldn't be good, right? Now, I wonder what Starbucks knew it. They knew this was our, they knew that this was going to be our infusion. And do you ever notice about Starbucks? This is like brilliant marketing, and I thought it was crazy marketing when I realized what was happening. I talked to someone about it, and I nailed it. I had never seen anything written about it, but whether you go to smaller areas or bigger areas, especially in big cities, but you'll see a Starbucks, right? It's there on the corner. It's there, you know, in the middle of the street. It's there in the middle of the shopping center, whatever. And then there's going to be one, like, where you can practically throw a rock and touch it, another one. And you think, why would another one be located so close? And because they both, you know, they want the space. And they both get heavily trafficked, which can lead to some problems. Because I've met people at Starbucks before, and they tell me, oh, okay, meet me here, you know, in Austin near the University of Texas. And then there's like 15 of them, right? And they forgot to give you the address. So it's kind of eeny, meeny, miny, mo. All right, so good thing about that, right? Caffeine, though, if it's excessive, I think you could question that. Definitely for pregnancy, it's not good. Massive amounts of coffee, because there's been studies that have shown what that can lead to. And then sleep issues, that would obviously not be great, because that's just like cola or energy drinks. It's the caffeine that would just keep you awake. But to me, I think, sweet. All right, so that's the good news. But how about this one for a mic drop? I was shocked when I heard this today. And you may already be hip to this story, and this is something that could affect all of us, and it's certainly affecting my friends in Ohio. Poison hemlock is a weed. It's a dangerous weed that has only been in the Buckeye State for a few years. It's in full bloom this week in north central Ohio. So this hazardous plant is more visible than it has been before, is what they're saying. It's everywhere, that you can't drive US 30 and not see it. It's spreading like wildfire, and it's everywhere. I mean, poison hemlock started making the news back in 2019 when it was reported that it was spreading. It's one of the most deadliest plants in North America. It's highly toxic. It's so highly toxic. The roots are more toxic than the leaves and stems, but all parts of the plants, including the seeds, have to be considered dangerous. And it's the kind of plant, unfortunately, because it also gets misidentified, so people don't realize they have it. But it can kill livestock.
they get ill and then they can die. And it leaves things dormant, too, so they won't grow. Hay fields, if they get hit by poisonous hemlock and animals, all if that gets into the hay, it's a killer, even if it loses some of its toxicity. But the big thing is they're saying stay away from it. Stay away from it, that it really has to be taken out if you see it, because you know, it is the thing that can lead to serious problems. So if you try to control the population, you know, and you're touching it, even with gloves or whatever, somehow it gets in there. If you hack away at it, you'll get all these blisters. And besides blisters, that juice that could possibly get on other parts of you can lead to stronger things. I mean, it can lead to serious sickness, almost like Lyme disease is what they're saying, that it's seriously, seriously dangerous. It's like, you know, worse than poison ivy. Ooh. Okay, so here's the thing. I hope that I don't come across this hemlock, this poison hemlock, but it's spreading to other parts of the country. So it's not just in Ohio. Like everything else, it's spreading. So watch out for poison hemlock. Yeah. I was thinking the other day, I chopped a few weeds. And then I did have like this little thing on my hand. I know it wasn't hemlock, but I thought, wow, I thought I took a precaution with that. There again, something we can all relate to that has nothing to do with politics. Pulling weeds. Oh, I hate pulling weeds for the very reason that I have no idea. There's all kinds of names for all kinds of weeds, and then poison ivy gets mixed sometimes into the middle of it. All right, speaking of spreading, how about this Delta variant? I've talked about this a little bit, that we know it's been spotted in India. That led to so many of the problems there, and now it's becoming more dominant in the United States. It's kind of accounting for, because it's fuzzy math, but one in every five infections. So it's the most transmissible of all the variants at this point. And what the head of the CDC is saying is that the predominant variant, it is going to be even more in the months ahead. And it could just be even weeks in tracing that. And so what does that mean? Well, there's questions of, okay, did I get the vaccine? Is that enough? Oh, do I have to have a booster? What does it mean? What does it mean? Right? What does it mean if there's unvaccinated people? Does that spread? Does it hit them worse? What could it look like? And we know that this variant in India was deadly and really took down a lot of people, especially because it's 60% more transmissible than Alpha, which is another variant. And you couple it with where it could possibly pop up, like the poisonous hemlock, but even much more dangerous, that what does the trajectory in the United States look like? I think the thing that we have going for us is the low rates we have now, and that we're nothing like the UK, we're nothing like India, we're nothing like some of these other populations that have just been smashed throughout this virus. Although I was talking to somebody in Australia today and they said, we never got hit the way so many other countries got hit. And really, our pubs were open and then they would close. Or just the road would be closed and then they would open a week or two later. So it was a much different scenario. Stay with us.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joining us from the UK is Marie Pennock. She's written a bunch of books. We're going to talk, and we'll mention some of the other ones, but we're going to talk about two that are very intriguing. If you like stories, and if you like the good versus evil, and think of, you know, the devil, demons, etc., which really drew me in with her writing style, you're going to love this conversation for sure. And the two books are 2012, The Final Prophecy, and, of course, Bloodline. And you can get them on Amazon. Marie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Kate.
So you and I had a lovely conversation off the air, and it's always interesting to me where people come up with their ideas and how they write. And what has writing meant to you, and how do you come up with your ideas?
I just come up with them. I've got a very good imagination, and I carry a notebook around with me. When I get ideas, I can write it down straight away. But it just comes naturally. I love just writing stories and the characters coming alive.
And they do come alive in your book. Let's talk about 2012, The Final Prophecy. So start us there. Tell us about that journey and the story. Tell us about the story.
Well, everyone was saying it was going to be the end of the world. And I found that very interesting with the Mayan calendar. And so I based it on the Mayan calendar, and it not not the end of the world, but demons coming to destroy mankind. And that's where the story came from.
So demons are coming to destroy mankind. And who are the characters that are going to stop that?
There's a family that live in Whitby in England, and they've been getting ready for this because they knew it was going to happen, and they fight the demons daily. So they were all ready for this battle. And one of the heroes was just a normal person on a train at the wrong time.
So one of the heroes was a normal person on the train.
Yeah, he's just at the wrong place at the wrong time, but he ends up being a hero.
And then you've got the demons in the first one. You have the family that's ready for it. And what do the people around them think about them being ready for something to happen? Do they even know?
A lot of people in the area that they live in Whitby, it's like protected by magic, so they all know what's happening. So they're all like together. So they all know it's going to happen, and everyone's ready, except for this one person that was on the train, didn't even know or believe in anything until it happened.
Right, and then you have to do something. So you've got the battle there, and then you go into Bloodline, and tell us about Bloodline, which is this really the sequel to 2012, The Final Prophecy.
Well, the daughter of the heroes, she is the one that saves everyone. She has to go back to her bloodline to save the whole of the earth again. And then when she goes back, she falls in love with King Arthur's son. And that's how their bloodline is started.
Oh, and so falling in love with King Arthur's son had to be interesting for her family.
Yeah, there's also demons and there's Romans in it as well. So they go and see Romans, and I've researched everything, so it's not just made up. At that
right.
time, I researched what it was like in history at that time.
Right.
All the history is right, because I do like that. I don't like made up. I like things to be right.
Right. So you use your imagination, but then you throw in the historical references, obviously. Yeah. Was it fun to do the research?
Yes, I actually enjoyed doing the research, sitting there in the library reading books, and because I do like to read as well. And it's a lot of things that I learned along the way as well that I didn't know myself. So I learned new things.
What do you hope people take out of reading both of your books, 2012, The Final Prophecy and Bloodline?
I just hope they enjoy reading them as much as I enjoyed writing them, and would love to read any more books that I'm going to write.
And so speaking of that, besides these two books, which you can get on Amazon, you have Creation. Tell us, we have a little window for that, so tell us about Creation.
Well, it's in the future, and everyone are living in little cities in domes, and they think that they're perfect lives. They get everything they need, education, food, and they find out that they're actually slaves of a demon. And the outside world isn't what they think it is. The outside world is fine, but they're slaves. And when they find out, they sort of have to find their way back to where this should be.
Right. So I love that. So they think one thing, but it's sort of reverse engineering mm-hmm. of what's really happening. And I know you have other books that you're working on, too. When you first saw your first book come out, the 2012, The Final Prophecy, what was that like to actually see it in print?
Oh, it was amazing. Just to see that all that work that I put into writing that book, and it's sitting there in a book for people to read. And it's just an amazing feeling.
Yeah. And you can tell it in your writing for sure. So if you want something really interesting and entertaining to read, pick up Marie Pennock's books. Marie, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a very, very interesting conversation.
And I love her enthusiasm and talking about the fact that she sat there, did all that research sitting in the library, and that she liked things to be right. You know, we talk about facts versus fantasy so often. And the cover of her book is crazy scary in a way, but cool. You know, there's this thing now where you go to different cities, and I know many of you listening to me probably have these wings somewhere, the angel wings where you stand in the picture, somebody flips open, or they don't have a flip phone now. They hold up their iPhone, they take a picture of you with the wings behind you. And in the final prophecy, it's like dark wings and a handsome guy, and, you know, 2012, the final prophecy. So pretty interesting stuff when you think about that. And we've definitely talked about theories, etc., when it comes to, if you just think of the final prophecy. And her book's very, very, very intriguing. All right, what's intriguing to me was the Suns pulling it out in front of their fans, 2-0 lead against the Clippers, who don't have Kawhi Leonard, but that's no excuse. I mean, they played a great game, but they lost with the alley-oop in the final second. The Ayton just stunned the Clippers with that. So 104-103. And the Suns are hopeful that Chris Paul will be there for game three against the Clippers, because Tuesday was the sixth day that he was isolated from the team because of the coronavirus related mandates. A positive test requires a player to be quarantined for a minimum of 10 to 14 days for the season. The league has different standards for vaccinated individuals. He's asymptomatic, and he's spending his time away from the Suns in the Los Angeles area. And you know he so desperately wants to be there. Oh, you know he does. So maybe he gets to be there for game three. We'll see. I started off the show talking about election reform being blocked by the Republicans in the Senate vote. I don't think that is a shocker, because it certainly wasn't looking like that was going to happen. And it was a 50-50 party line vote, so it's short of the 60 you need to overcome the filibuster. There's conversation about getting rid of the filibuster. Senator Joe Manchin made a last-minute decision to side with his party, but again, not enough votes, so that's where that ends up. On the floor. Music means that we're dancing on out of here. Make it count, everybody.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.